We watch how people behave and how people succeed and how people make money and where people go. Popularity. The desire for popularity. Can you understand that? To be accepted. The desire to be accepted. Well, in order for me to be accepted, you know, I'm going to go and do this, 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 and this. Then, therefore, I'm accepted. It's the lure, it's the pull of the world. If I get into this, or if I go to that, or if I take part in this, or if I eat that, or smoke this, or drink this, then I'm going to be on the in crowd, the lure of the world.
There are times we drift or even run from God, our Heavenly Father, but He's ready to receive the prodigal. Let's talk about it today. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilson, well-known author, evangelist, pastor. And today, his message on prodigals could be the very thing that you and I need to hear to, one, make sure that we as parents or grandparents don't fall into a trap that helps create a prodigal, or more importantly, if that has happened outside of our control because our children and grandchildren do have free will, what can we do about it? How can we pray them home to Jesus? We'll talk about it. We'll connect at 866-899-WORD. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to have us praying with you right now, call us 866-899-9673 or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And now, Dr. Don Wilson.
All across America, there are people who need to hear the word that I'm about to share with you. God put this word in my heart. I can say that with confidence. And there's not one person today who is listening to the sound of my voice who's doing so by accident. Our Father, in the beauty of your presence, we're bowing our heads today because we desperately need a word from you. Lord, I know that you instructed me to preach this message. There's not a doubt in my mind. Everything over the last several weeks, every time I've opened the Bible, every devotional I seem to read, letters I've received from around the country through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry have constantly been a word from you to my heart, and I am going to obediently share this great word of hope, because Father, you're our Heavenly Father, and there's so many people who need to come home, and there are so many people who at this very moment are about to turn around and to come back to the Father's house, coming back home to your warm embrace. Lord, I'm praying today that you're going to speak powerfully and clearly. I'm asking, Lord, that I would not get in the way, that my voice, the sound of my voice, the inflections of my voice, my speech, movements, my face, my expressions might not get in the way. Hide me behind the cross. We just want to see the love of the Father, our Heavenly Father who loves us so much. We want to understand that we can come back home. And Lord, it's time. So please speak today in Jesus' name, amen. This is what Jesus said. I didn't say this. Your mother and father didn't say this. Your best friend didn't say this. Jesus said this. And I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 15 and beginning at verse 11. And he said, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of him said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And so he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had, and he took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. And so he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And so he arose and he came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran out toward him and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost, but now is found.' And so they began to celebrate." Is there any more beautiful story in the Bible? Is there any greater, better news for you and me? For I too was once a prodigal, but I came home. It seems to me, when you look at this issue of prodigals, that there are three groups of prodigals. So I'd like to share them with you. Group number one are those who are prodigals. I know that I'm talking to you this morning. Our world is so filled with prodigals. They're all around us. They are best friends. They're our sons and daughters. They're our neighbors. They're people we go to church with. They're you and me. So group number one of prodigals, there are those who are prodigals. Number two, there are those who were prodigals. You're looking at one. No question in my mind that I was a prodigal. Someone told me one time, that's why I left Africa and moved to America, so I could start all over again. That's not exactly true. But I'm going to tell you that there are many people who were. I would submit to you today that you can gather any group anywhere, and it would be certainly sure that you are going to find many, many people who would say, "Yep, I was a prodigal." You are thinking right now back. You're looking back. Sometime in your life, might even be as recently as a week ago. I don't know. It might be 50 years ago. But you were a prodigal. There's a third group of prodigals. And that's the group who may be. You know that baby that was just born? That's who I'm talking about. Jesus didn't tell us this because he just wanted to share a very nice story with a group of people. Jesus told us about this prodigal because he knew what was in the heart of people. He knows us. He's our Heavenly Father. He made you. Every bit of you. Every bit of me. And He loves us very much. So there are three groups of prodigals. Those who are, those who were, and those who yet may be. Some of you parents who have 8 and 9-year-olds, I'm talking to you, and you may be doing everything right. I don't know a single thing that the Heavenly Father did that was wrong, do you? Do prodigals come out of good families or just not good families? Prodigals come out of the very best families. So here's the question. What is a prodigal? Who is a prodigal? How do you define a prodigal? So I'd like to give you a definition of a prodigal. A prodigal is someone who leaves home and then comes back. A prodigal is someone who leaves home and then comes back. Our Heavenly Father wants you to come back. So the operative issue when we study what Jesus said was to ask the questions that we really don't want to ask. You know, you and I are like that. We say, well, what causes a prodigal to be a prodigal? Is that a fair question? Why do people become prodigals? You see, when you do everything that you think is right, nobody's claiming perfection. You and I are not the Heavenly Father. But many times we ask the question, I just don't understand why my son would do this. Well, you know, we brought her up differently. Or just think of all those mission trips we sent them on, and now look at them. Or I remember the day when they walked down that aisle. I remember at Vacation Bible School when they gave their heart and life to Jesus. I don't understand. Sometimes the great hurt that we feel is born out of such incredible love. When love gets hurt, it really hurts. You know, it's when you're in love with a boy or a girl and you really love that person, and then that person breaks up that relationship, it really hurts. When you really love somebody and they break a relationship, it really hurts. The stronger the love, the more the hurt. This is as much a picture of the Father's heart, how much our Heavenly Father loves us and hurts for us and wants us to come back home because He loves us so much. He only wants the very best. Now, next week, I'm going to be speaking to those who are the ones who love the prodigals, parents and friends. I'm going to be speaking specifically from God's Word to people who are parents, friends, loved ones of prodigals. Does God have anything to say to such people? But I'm going to ask this question, and by the way, I've coined a phrase. I'm going to ask, what causes prodigalism?
Some powerful words, convicting words for me as a father and grandfather. You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton. And this is the Encouraging Word. If you've just tuned in, we're in a message on prodigals. And Dr. Don's coming back with a complete message in just a minute, but he insists I interrupt because it's important for us to realize that we are not in this struggle alone. Perhaps you are dealing with a situation that's prodigal-like in your family. We would love to pray with you. Pray for a heart change. Pray for a direction change, for a 180, to see your family reunited, to see the prodigal come home. Again, we'd love to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And that number will connect you with one of us 24 hours a day. I get to take some of those calls, and it's my joy to pray with you and for you. Just know that we're here for you. Now, if you'd rather go keyboard to keyboard, that's understandable. You can do that on our website as well, theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. It will connect you 24 hours a day with an opportunity to select resources, to get opportunities of connecting, or most importantly, to let us pray with you and for you. Now, we are also connecting in fresh new ways on social media. As a matter of fact, Dr. Don has a word about the joy of getting connected in that particular way.
Hello, my friends. You and I know so well that in today's world, social media is at the forefront of the social lifestyle. Everything you post on social media is so important, isn't it? People are snapping, tweeting, and posting more than ever, and we need your help. It's so vital to not only follow the encouraging word on our social platforms, but that you share our encouraging content with your friends and family. Friends, this is not fake news. This gospel presentation is real and it's alive. And we need your help in sharing this truth with our searching world. So thank you for your support of the encouraging word. And please follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And be sure to like our Facebook page to help us get this good news out to a very desperate world. God bless you today.
Again, you can always discover more on our website at theencouragingword.org or give us a call, 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message on prodigals with Dr. Don Wilton.
I'm going to ask, what causes prodigalism? I'm not sure that that's in the English dictionary, but prodigalism is my new word, and I'm going to share that with Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. Even though I may be opining, prodigalism, what causes a baby to cry? I mean prodigalism. What causes it? Now, folks, when I talk to you about the cause of prodigalism, I want you to tell the Lord right now that you are going to accept whatever it is that God says to you. Every person in this, within the sound of God's voice, will find God speaking to you and me right there where we find ourselves. So I'm going to list some thoughts about what causes a prodigal to become a prodigal. You ready? Number one. Sin. Got to start out with sin. In fact, it's all sin. Let's not tiptoe around sin. Let's call a spade, shall we? Anything that causes you and me to become separated from the Father's house and His love is sin. Number one cause of prodigalism, sin. You're sinning. Number two, friends, bad company. The influence of other people is a very significant factor in the life of prodigals. The influence of bad friends. I've said many times, and you've heard it said, be very careful about the company you keep. So if I was examining my own heart when I was a teenager, when I really became a prodigal, I have to include that in my list, because I hung around with some pretty rough customers, and I became a pretty rough customer. Friends, company. Number three, churches. It really hurt me to put that in there, but do you know that churches can cause some people to become prodigals? Or can be a contributing factor. Attitude in churches. Can we just be honest? Because in churches, you can find some very self-righteous people. People who look down their noses at anybody else. And can make other people feel very uncomfortable because of the way they dress or something they said or didn't do, or, you know, they talked at the wrong time, or They sat down too slowly, or they ran down the corridor, and the Lord knows you don't run down the corridor in church. And they brought their cup of coffee into the wrong place. Folks, you understand what I'm saying. You know, you and I might say, well, I'm just telling you, churches. See, I'm sorry to say this, but very much in mind, I'm a preacher's kid. Do I need to say anything else? Man, I can still see some of those people. They just had an attitude all the time. All right, here's the next one. Number four, parents. Parents can be a major contributing factor to a prodigal becoming a prodigal. That's you. You know what the Bible says, don't you? Fathers, do not provoke your children. So moms and dads, you know, I think we've got to just accept the fact that there are things that we do as parents that are not always the best thing. And you know, there are actions and activities that we do. You know, there are parents who go out and spend a lot of time drinking and getting drunk, and then they have a real problem understanding why their kids at the age of 13 start doing the same thing. You know, attitudes, critical spirits. I mean, we could go on. That's not my purpose, but could we agree today that when we try to study what Jesus said about coming home, we're not just throwing up our hands and saying to a person who has left home, oh, get a life and come back. These things are very real, folks. They're very real. Prodigals are people most likely who themselves are experiencing great pain. They're just handling it in the wrong way. And their pain is getting worse. The lure of the world. Number five, the lure of the world. World is very attractive. You know, it's hard not to look at the world and want some. We watch all the time. Television, ball games. We watch how people behave and how people succeed and how people make money and where people go. Popularity. The desire for popularity. Can you understand that? To be accepted. The desire to be accepted. Well, in order for me to be accepted, you know, I'm going to go and do this, 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 and this. Then, therefore, I'm accepted. It's the lure, it's the pull of the world. If I get into this, or if I go to that, or if I take part in this, or if I eat that, or smoke this, or drink this, then I'm going to be on the in crowd, the lure of the world. It's a tough deal. And the world out there has got a lot out there that has a lot of glitter to it. You know, who doesn't want to make a lot of money? Who doesn't want to be popular? Who doesn't want to be invited to all the happening events? Who doesn't want to be on the stage? Who doesn't want to succeed? You got to ask all those questions. They're not just figments of our imagination. They're very real. The lure of the world. It's jolly tough, folks, to live in a manner that's pleasing to the love of the Father. A lot of young people today, I mean, they find it so restrictive. The older someone gets, you get into those teenage years, And mom and dad are still saying, well, you know, you need to be in at this time. And no, we don't want you to go there. And there's the lure of the world. I don't want to do that. And slowly it begins to build up. And eventually that person starts sneaking out and starts going here and starts doing that. And one thing begins to lead to another. Sometimes it begins just very small. The lure of the world.
Wow, what a powerful message. We're just halfway through. We'll finish the message tomorrow on prodigals with Dr. Don Wilton, but you need to know we're here for you. We would love to pray with you and for you. It could be that you're dealing with a prodigal in your family and you are the one on your face before God saying, Lord, bring my friend home, my child, my grandchild. 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or perhaps it's you that need to make a decision. You need to come home to Jesus. Please hear these heartfelt words from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
The message is plain, and if God has spoken to you, let's respond. Let us talk with you. Perhaps you'd prefer going keyboard to keyboard. We understand that. You can drop us an email or connect with us in our chat portals. All the ways to connect, social media and more, are on our website, theencouragingword.org. But I would challenge you to reconsider the concept of a conversation. We have so few of those, at least I do. I use my phone to search the web, to listen to Dr. Don, to text to my family and friends. But every once in a while, the opportunity to have a conversation, to hear someone speak to me and pray for me is a great blessing. That's what we'd love to do, to pray for you at the other end of 866-899-WORD. Consider giving us a call right now and letting us pray you through what's going on in your life. That's 866-899-9673, or meet us online. We connect that way as well at theencouragingword.org. Now, online, you'll see a great deal about this fresh perspective on Dr. Don's book, Totally Secure. As a matter of fact, here's Dr. Don with more details.
You know, in all my years of sitting at the feet of Dr. Billy Graham, he said this to me. He said, Don, the most important thing in life is to know that you belong to Jesus. And then he said, the second most important thing is that you know that you belong to Jesus. He encouraged me to write this book, Totally Secure, to help you find the answers to these important questions. That's why he endorsed this book of mine. I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to have the assurance that you are going to heaven. Please pick up the telephone right now and call the number on the screen and request your personal copy of Totally Secure. So thank you for requesting my book, Totally Secure. Your financial support enables us to continue moving forward for Christ.